The Christmas holiday shopping season is in full swing, and for those with a devoted cinephile or burgeoning movie lover on their list, finding a perfectly attuned treasure can often be a bit of a challenge. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Tis the season to give that special movie-related gift to the ones you love. To help spotlight some unique cinema-themed offerings, I'm happy to have joining me today Marina Montzis-Weiss, owner of Barracuda Public Relations and the new host of this station's State of the Arts program, and Kyle Alvarado, entertainment writer for the El Paso Times. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Chuck Horak.
Great to have you in. We used to do a holiday gift guide, I think, every year, and we have not done that for a year or two. So it's nice to get back to our traditions. I know if you're buying a gift for a cinephile, that can be a really daunting task because, as my wife can attest, sometimes you're not sure what to get. And particularly when you think you've got someone who has everything movie-related already, the bar is set pretty high. So thank you both for coming in. You've both developed lists. I know we've got a bunch of ideas here. So let's just kick it right off. People can get pens and paper at home or wherever they're listening, pull over. Marina, what are you suggesting this holiday season?
Well, Chuck, I'm going to start with my pièce de résistance.
Yes.
Which, you know, if you're a woman, you love Ryan Gosling, although I'm sure guys do too. There's
oh,
something
yeah.
there.
Everybody.
Everybody loves Ryan Gosling.
Everybody loves Ryan Gosling.
And I don't know if you saw his movie Drive. Actually, I know you guys saw the movie Drive. I'm talking to movie people here. But that jacket. Do you remember that jacket?
The silver jacket.
With the gold scorpion. Mm-hmm. You can buy that.
Without the blood splatter.
I'm sure that's optional. You know, I'm sure you can figure that out on your own. But, yeah, it's available, and you can just kind of Google it up, and I found it on Amazon, so it's available. And
probably one of the great set pieces of the whole film, because he wears it pretty much the entire film.
The best. I mean, aside from the car, you know?
Yeah.
And you can probably afford the jacket before you can afford the car.
Yeah.
What's great about that is people who are in the know will know what you're wearing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Those who don't just think you're super cool.
That's right. What do you got, Kyle?
They released a Harry Potter concept art book called Harry Potter, The Creature Vault. It's 200 pages of concept art from all the creatures throughout the film series. You get interesting factoids. You get trivia, and you get to see the different design concepts for the dragons, the Inferi, which is the Harry Potter zombies. It's probably what I'm going to give most people because I love it so much.
Well, what's cool about that is it's a book that will appeal to both adults and to kids who are interested in movie magic and how things are done and how they're created from scratch. I would also suggest along the book theme idea, particularly for younger kids, is Chronicle Books has got this whole series of amazing The Art Of, and it's usually geared towards animated films. But they have one on Pixar, which is just about all of Pixar's history, and it's just got these amazing illustrations and concept art and paintings and color scripts and things that, frankly, I love, and I'm in my 50s now. But I think particularly for if you know a kid who's getting into cinema and particularly animated film, you know, this is a really rich, rich book, and that's at Chronicle Books, and they have a lot of other stuff there. Box sets are always...
Of course, it's the holidays.
It's the holidays, and so a lot of great box sets coming out and over the last year, but it seems like, particularly if you're going to spend the long green on something really impressive, that one big, big thing that someone's going to sink their teeth into, a box set is a good idea. I think you've all got some suggestions for that, Marina.
We do. I've got, Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's the Masterpiece Collection. It's
eight
films.
Five-pounder.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, everybody sees, you know, you see the iconography, you see the artwork, and why not watch the films that go with them? And this is a good way to get a rounded version of all of his work from 1962 until he passed away. It is missing some films, but, I mean, you can't get them
but
all.
But only a handful.
Right, right. And really, it's, I think... For what it is, I think Stanley Kubrick box set is
and lots of documentaries on there
to
dig into.
Yes, lots of background info, kind of like what you were talking about. So even if you've already seen the films, there's that extra added value of finding out, well, how were they made and, you know, who was in it and the kind of the process behind the process.
Yeah. And, you know, if Stanley Kubrick isn't your thing, if you like horror movies like me and you don't want to give the Halloween box set, Universal Pictures released Universal Classic Monsters Complete 30-Film Collection.
Nice.
Which has all the monster movies from 1931 to 1956, including the Spanish version of Dracula, which I think is the better version.
Right. So it's all the Draculas, all the Wolfmans, all the Frankensteins, mm-hmm. all the creature films, mm-hmm. Creature from the Black Lagoon, all their classic monsters. And I believe that's in Blu-ray now, too.
Yes.
Fantastic. You know, I have a couple from the year that I've just loved and probably mentioned before on the show, but the Criterion Collection is sort of this peerless producer of these high-end box sets with mostly looking at important foreign titles. But there was two that came out this year that if you know a movie lover that enjoys foreign movies or maybe you're right on the edge and you don't need too many subtitles to follow along, there's a Jacques Tati box set with all of his feature films and some of his short films, which have never been released before. And Jacques Tati was one of these amazing French comedy writers and directors and actors. And I think it spans about 30 years of his career. But the interesting thing about Tati is his character in his films never speaks. And so there's very little subtitles, literally. It's truly universal in its appeal. And the other one going to the other side of the world is the Zatoichi box set, which is about this Japanese blind swordsman, if you can believe it.
Very popular.
They made 26 films with this guy. Shintaro Katsu is the actor over about two decades, and all 26 films are in this box set. So criterion.com for that. It's interesting, all of us had suggestions about books, too, because not only is this a season to be looking at movies, but also reading about movies. And Kyle, I know you had a couple of book suggestions on your list.
Mm-hmm. This book is releasing on December 16th, but Cecil B. DeMille, The Art of the Hollywood Epic, is a deep reading of probably the foremost director on the epic cinema. I'm looking forward to reading it and potentially even gifting it. And then something on the contemporary side, if you're obsessed with Interstellar, which I know a lot of people in my circle are, Kip Thorne, who was a scientific consultant on the movie, he wrote The Science of Interstellar, and he sort of delves into the theories and the practices that they use to make the movie.
So I have one for the Star Wars person. You know, there's always something new for Star Wars.
Of course.
You think you know it all, but then there's something else. So I discovered this cool... I guess I tend to be more on the fashion side of film, you know. So this one is a coffee table book called Star Wars, The Costumes. And if you're impressed by the fact that Luke Skywalker's trousers in the first one are just white Levi's, then you should invest in this one.
Distressed white Levi's.
Yes, exactly. If you're into that kind of thing, you know.
Well, that's great. And there has been a growing interest in the art of costume design and a lot more books coming out recently. And that's a fine one because you're the art of trying to create this whole future world where you can't go buy stuff off the shelf.
Or
repurpose it. How you can repurpose that for the future, right? One of the more interesting books I came across this year that I recommend to maybe the movie lover who's also interested in history and particularly World War II history, which is always popular, is a book called Five Came Back, A Story of Hollywood and the Second World War. And this is by Mark Harris, and it did come out this year in 2014. It's really the story of five directors who enlisted in the war effort and went off and made movies for the War Department, John Ford, George Stevens, John Huston, William Wyler, and Frank Capra. And if you know your Hollywood history, those are five of the biggest directors ever. Mm-hmm. And it's really a fascinating story about what they learned, what their experience was like, the kinds of films they made, both propaganda films as well as some really extraordinary documentaries documenting certain battles in the war, and then how that affected their careers when they returned and the types of films they got into. You were mentioning the Drive jacket. I think there's real interest, too, in people owning a piece of something from the movies or at least associated with an actual object. And posters are an interesting way to do that for the film lover in your life that you think has all of the DVDs and Blu-rays they could possibly ever want. A company I wanted to point out was Mondo Posters in Austin, Texas, who's carved out this really interesting niche of limited edition contemporary posters that are beautifully silk screened, designed by some of the world's most important graphic designers, and they usually do a print run of 150 to 200. So they're very limited, and they usually cost between $35 and $50, a little pricey, but still very affordable, beautiful artwork, and it's sort of contemporary takes on classic films, but in a very modern sense. And these can be found at mondotees.com, along with some really cool LPs and sweaters and T-shirts.
Yeah, that they have a Gremlin sweater.
You have me a Gremlin sweater.
The Gremlin Christmas sweater is a must-have, certainly. We have to add that to your wear underneath your drive jacket.
Oh, right? Yeah, then you really won't look like a movie geek. So speaking of movie geekdom, I just like the word inconceivable. And, you know, The Princess Bride, it never gets old.
Yes.
One of the best things, I mean, I think I can recite every line from that movie. But they make playing cards, and they're beautiful.
Fabulous.
Yes, and they're super Baroque and painted up, and they have all the characters and everything. And, you know, it's inexpensive, and it's kind of one of those cool things. And
stocking,
you know,
stuffer, it sounds.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just thought they were the coolest thing on the planet.
And something to share with kids, too, because now we have the adults who saw that film when they were young sharing that film with their kids.
Yes, it doesn't get old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going off of card games, there's a card game called Cinnamon Links, and it's you connect genres, actors. So if you have a card that says the Coen Brothers, and then you get a card that says comedy, you connect it, and you can go to Fargo, and then you go off of there, and it's surprisingly challenging. It's $20.
Yeah, you have to know your stuff.
Oh, you really have to know your stuff. But even then, even if you don't know your stuff, you can find connections from it, and then you can learn other movies out of the genres and things like that.
We're also in an age where people aren't taking in things physically, they're streaming stuff. So, you know, the number of DVDs and Blu-rays I'm purchasing or see people purchasing is dropping. I know most people know of Netflix, which is always great to give as a gift subscription. But there's a new one on the block, fairly new, called the Warner Archive. Warner Brothers has been producing direct-to-disc, sort of make-them-as-you-order them, sort of B-movies and things from their back catalog that have never been available. Well, now all of that is streamable. And so there is a streaming service through Warner Brothers called Warner Archive that's about the same price as Netflix per month, but it gives you thousands of these films and retro television shows. And now Sony and Columbia and Paramount are also feeding titles into that. So for the classic movie lover or classic television lover, you know, they might check out a gift subscription to the Warner Archive. Well, I think we've hit a lot of topics here, a lot of variety, and I hope that the holidays bring you both something fascinating cinema-wise and in all things. You have a great new year. Thanks for coming in and speaking with us today.
Thanks.
Thank
to
you for having me.
My guests have been Marina Monsi-Weiss, owner of Barracuda Public Relations and host of KTEP's State of the Arts, and Kyle Alvarado, an entertainment writer for the El Paso Times. If you'd like an expanded list of today's suggested movie-related holiday gifts, log on to the On Film Archive at ktep.org. A final program note, El Paso's Double Scope Films is holding a fundraising dinner in support of its efforts to assist teenage filmmaker Robert De La Rosa in his quest to make a feature animated film titled Ruby Rookie. The film grew out of De La Rosa's struggles with autism and his interest in movies. Double Scope Films hopes to document the filmmaking process through a parallel documentary, Making Ruby Rookie. The fundraising dinner is scheduled for December 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Doubletree Hotel downtown. Donations can be made at the dinner, and you can learn more about the projects and donate online at makingrubyrookie.com. And that's Ruby, R-O-O-B-I-E. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.